You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time.
Hannah Williams wears a lot of hats.
I am a very busy mom and a yoga teacher and a musician, and I actually am an Arbon consultant as well.
It's true. She's got it pretty good in that she sets her own hours and teaches prenatal and kid-friendly yoga classes out of her home.
Yoga, 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 yoga.
But she says when it comes to trying to make a living in fitness, sometimes it feels it's almost not worth the effort.
Yoga or fitness professionals are always, you know, taking private clients as well as their group classes, or maybe they go into training teachers.
Despite the juggling act, Williams is making it work pretty well these days with the help of her husband, who has a good-paying tech job. But she says when she first left her full-time job to take the plunge as a fitness instructor, it just wasn't working.
I was teaching 8 classes, and I wasn't anywhere near the money that I was making, obviously, at my full-time job. And it was a lot of energy and a lot of work preparing for all of those classes. I completely melted down.
According to the International Health Racket and Sports Club Association, U.S. health clubs are a nearly $25 billion industry. But it's not the fitness trainers who are raking in the dough. Steve Curran owns CrossFit WCF in Dripping Springs. Before he decided to go out on his own, he considered personal training at one of the big gyms.
I just wasn't enamored with the idea of the wages that they paid.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, median pay for fitness trainers is less than $35,000 a year. Recently, the online journal Slate found most fitness chains pay trainers at an hourly rate, around minimum wage plus commission. And though clients may pay $60 to $70 per hour for personal training, Slate reports trainers usually get less than half of that.
And I know the house has to make something because they're providing insurance, they're providing the equipment, the floor space, the electricity, all, you know, all of that. I just thought at some of the bigger gyms, it was a pretty big take off the top.
Data from the American Council on Exercise indicates trainers with advanced degrees and certificates can make a little more money, but it comes down to how many hours trainers are able to put in, whether that's with the big gyms or trying to build their own clientele. And ultimately, it's about how much clients are willing to pay.
I mean, that's probably a little closer than you need to be. But
for now, Curran's working at his gym before and after his day job as a financial advisor. He had to take a little of his own advice when it came to following his personal fitness dream.
We looked hard at numbers and what it would take to actually be reasonably successful. To try to match income would have been very difficult. Doing it full time, unless you really just dive in head first and make that your goal. The process of building the clientele and building a business of that size is really difficult.
He says they're happy not to be in the red. But his advice, don't get into personal fitness unless you're truly prepared to sweat it out financially.
But we sort of all agreed that that's not why we're here.
So whether it's the sound of 180 pounds of weights being dragged across a parking lot that's music to your ears, or the sound of a sun salutation,
the sun shines down low.
It appears that in more cases than you might imagine, personal fitness is the kind of job you do because you love it. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.